Well, but really, queer to them didn't mean what we think it means, you know, like we look at a queer today.
Today it means, it's changed. It means
the meaning of the word.
It means homosexual.
That's homosexual or right. Something. But to them, it didn't mean that.
Yeah.
Queer meant funny, you know, funny ways of, you know, things like that. But then I've never remembered on Grand Isle as far as I mean, you know, when I was growing up and I was a young kid, that we had any homosexuals on Grand Isle. Never remember that at any time at all, you know, that
they surely didn't come out of the closet.
It didn't
Yeah.
If it did, it was kept real quiet. Nobody knew about it. If it didn't have, you know. Imagine it did have. But there
you ought to see that quarter where I was. I had to do some work on the first quarter.
I go to New Orleans.
Discuss. Okay, what if a man was sure of his ways and he never wanted to change? They say he was a, what kind of man? You're arguing with a person like that, you say, don't be so, he never wanted to change, you know, he was always in his ways, he was set or stubborn or.
Yeah, man, that would be, he's set in his ways and that's it, you see, il n'a pas changé. C'est comme ça qu'il est, il est pareil comme son papa, something like that, you know. Once a man
old says, people will get
they're set in their ways and they won't change it. Which today this is a problem we have. We were set in one way and we expect the youngest to be that way and it's not that way, it's changed completely.
Mm-hmm.
And of course you have to go with the change.
Yeah, you know, we turn to talk, you need to talk with him. You could joke with him or he would get
serious. You say it really.
Yeah, without him losing his temper, he was a mighty, you know, they would say about him, he was, you ever know people like that, you could joke with them about they're losing their temper? They get all
riled up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, some people can't joke, you know?
Yeah, it was because they were.
Well, again, we always refer to the same thing. He's stupid, you can't joke with him.
Okay. If somebody was getting angry, what would you say to him? Now, just keep, everything will be okay.
Look, knock it off or cut it out right now and then.
Keep calm.
Keep calm or we're not going to say any more about it because some people are like that, you know, you can't take a joke.
Yeah.
And I joke with everybody, so a lot of them get mad at me.
Now, you've been working hard and you come home and you say, I'm very...
Well, always in French, je suis fatigué. I'm fatigued, it would be translated back, well, I'm very tired, you know.
If you're very, very tired, you say, I'm just
pooped.
Or... completely wore
completely wore out or can't go anymore or can't.
Yeah. If say somebody came home early from work or from school, they must have because they well you'd say she was looking fine when I saw her yesterday. Now she's in the hospital. When did she get sick? Okay, or if somebody got overheated and chilled and his eyes and nose started running, you say, I believe he's... You say, you better get in the house here, you're going to...
catch pneumonia or do some things of that sort.
Okay. You might talk about a cold, you'd say,
I think I caught a cold.
Caught a cold. And they get your voice.
Made you hoarse.
Or gave you
a cough.
When you're, like say you're sitting up late at night, you're watching TV and you say, I'm getting
tired, I'm getting sleepy.
Sleepy, I think I'll go
to bed.
Okay, or at 6 o'clock I'll go to bed now and say about 8 hours, 6 o'clock I'll
get up.
Get up. Now a person who can't hear very well, what do you say about them?
Il entend pas bien, we say in French, you know, he don't hear very well.
He's a little
deaf, you know,